Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I had the pleasure of being at a business dinner with our guest, Julie R. Snyder, Chief Executive Officer of the Forest Lawn Cemetery Group. And this is really a very big group. And I'm going to mention all the different cemeteries involved: Forest Lawn Cremation, St. Matthew's Cemetery, Lakeside Cemetery, Oakwood Cemetery, Forest Hill Cemetery, Freedom Cemetery, Williamsville Cemetery, Gethsemane Cemetery, Lancaster Rural Cemetery, Griffin's Mills Cemetery, Freedom Rural Cemetery, and Quaker Settlement Cemetery. And since September 2023, Julie Snyder has led upstate New York's largest cemetery group, including their flagship Forest Lawn in the city of Buffalo and 13 other cemeteries, a crematory, and a closely held historic preservation foundation. Really, it's amazing how this has grown so much in the last few decades. So it's the 175th anniversary of Forest Lawn. How are you recognizing this milestone year, Julie Snyder?
Well, Brian, it's great to be with you, and thanks so much for asking me to be here, talk a little bit about a very special and important historic cemetery in the city of Buffalo. 175 years is a long time, but cemeteries are really there forever. So 175 is sort of what you would hope and want for in any cemetery. Forest Lawn's very unique because we are a very old cemetery, and we are an exemplary cemetery of the rural cemetery movement. 175 years ago, we were established. The Grangers had land, and they really helped create the first 80 acres of Forest Lawn. Today we are almost 270 acres.
Wow, big cemetery.
City of Buffalo. So the 175th is an important milestone. It's important not only because it's really aligns with a lot of other important historic anniversaries in the city, but also because we have people that are laid to rest there for over 175 years. So we wanted to do a year-long recognition of the anniversary through both public events as well as sort of operational things that we felt we needed to do to set up the cemetery for success for the next 175 years. So we're doing a lot of things this year.
Well, wonderful. I'd like to talk about what's unique of the cemetery business. What's different and unique? What are you involved with that we don't see? We just drive by the cemeteries or maybe stop to see the spirit of loved ones. But What are the unique aspects? Julie Snyder.
Well, I would say that cemeteries sort of hide in plain sight. I mean, here in Western New York, we have Forest Lawn and all the other cemeteries in our group. Certainly, if you ever drive on the 33, you look to your left and your right as you come into the city, you see Mount Calvary, large right. cemeteries, Catholic cemeteries have a long legacy in the community. I would say that some people avoid cemeteries, but they really are very active places. We are open 365 days a year. As much time goes into the maintenance of the grounds, sort of the logistics of digging graves and the work. Forest Lawn's still a really active cemetery. People don't know that. Some people think we're sort of full, but we're an active cemetery. The other thing that happens behind the scenes are really the use of technology to make sure we are capturing and maintaining historic records. We have the Margaret L. Went Archive and Resource Center, but also just the burial records of those thousands, tens of thousands of souls. Having those burial records online available right on our website, you can search our burial records. They're very important, not just to immediate family members, but people that are researching history and genealogy. So I would say we run a park, so to speak, right. or an arboretum.
And a beautiful park,
17 miles of roads within those historic gates, 2.5 miles of beautiful black wrought iron fencing. Very iconic that we're a gated cemetery. So it's a very dynamic business and one that we have a great team really in a service industry to help people, often on their hardest day.
Now, you refer to this as an active cemetery. How much more land do you have there that you can have for grave sites?
Well, we have, we really still have dozens of acres. So it's really not, Forest Lawn will not be full in our lifetimes. And we are somewhat landlocked. If you were to do a Google map and look at us, we have the 198 and the S curves and Delavan Avenue. But we're very resourceful with our space. There are a lot more cremation burials. Those don't take up the space that a full casket would. And we have mausoleums, which are above ground, and you can certainly have economies of height, if you will, for those sorts of options. So I would say we're very resourceful, and I think we'll be an active cemetery for decades to come.
You mentioned about cremation. So in addition to the traditional burial, let's talk about the options of cremation and what you refer to as green burial, if you could explain that too.
Sure. So green burial, which is also known as a natural burial, it's sort of going back to the future, Brian, because a green burial is sort of a country burial.
Okay.
You wouldn't go in a casket. You don't have embalming fluid. It's really a very return to the earth way. So you would, when you pass, you would make sure your family and your funeral director knew well in advance that you wanted a green burial. And at Forest Hill Cemetery in Attica and Lakeside Cemetery in Hamburg, we actually have green burial sections. And what that section looks like, where you would be buried, the plot's a little bit larger and a little bit deeper. And you're literally laid to rest in a very natural way. A lot of families might wrap you in a shroud or bamboo casket that would really break down very quickly. And we have options for headstones, but at Forest Hill in Attica, your green burial, essentially you become part of a field of flowers. And there's a lot of interest in that. Cremation is thought to be very economical, and it is, but I would say environmentally, a green burial going into the ground in that very natural way is something that a lot of Western New Yorkers are starting to ask about, and we're very proud that we have that as an option.
Well, it's great that you could explain this to us, because a lot of people have never heard of green burial. So that's very good for our audience. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Keen Stim, inventor of the wind turbine, and Brigadier General Anthony Tata. A little bit more information about our guest, Julie Snyder. And again, she is the CEO of Forest Lawn Cemetery Group and Forest Lawn Heritage Foundation. Previously, she was Senior VP, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of West New York. During 11-year tenure at Blue Cross, she was part of the more recent affiliation with Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield and served as that health plan's Vice President of Community Affairs. Julie Snyder, CEO of Forest Lawn Cemetery Group, on the Rusk Report today. Let's talk about how do cemeteries help serve communities and how you are regulated and governed. Julie Snyder.
Well, thank you for those kind words. I will say that, like most businesses in the great state of New York, the Empire State, we certainly have regulators in Albany. We are governed under the New York State Secretary of State. Within the office of the Secretary of State, there is a division of cemeteries. And Louis Polishuk is the director of the Division of Cemeteries. There is a New York State Cemetery Board, includes an appointee of the Department of Health, an appointee of the New York State Attorney General, and an appointee of the Secretary of State. We are one of more than 1,600 not-for-profit cemeteries that are regulated by the Division of Cemeteries. Outside of that regulatory oversight are religious cemeteries, or there are still homestead cemeteries, individuals that may have a private cemetery within their own property. But most cemeteries in New York, including ours and almost all the ones that you would think of in Western New York, are regulated and governed by the division. And they really want to make sure that cemeteries, community cemeteries, have the resources within their permanent maintenance fund, think of a college endowment, to provide perpetual care to the lot holders forever and ever. So we go through annual audits. Anything that we do on our grounds, any major renovations, must be approved by our regulator. And I would say that we also work with other mostly large historic cemeteries in New York, most of them downstate, Brian, because we have similar sort of landscapes and challenges. And so I would say that someone coming from healthcare to death care.
Yes.
I've met many great professionals in this industry, and we have a great relationship with our regulators. They're important. They're important to our lot holders, right? We don't have stockholders. We have lot holders, both living and deceased. Mm-hmm. And that's who we're accountable to.
Very good. We're learning all about Forest Lawn Cemetery Group. I'd also like to thank those who've called regarding our guests, Mike Sheehan with the Challenger Learning Center, and Michael Samasi and Mira Schrammel with the Polish Saturday School. Let's talk about all these different locations. in Western New York. And I think years ago, you didn't have so many properties.
No, not at all.
So it's really grown. Maybe you could tell us about that growth also, because I was with your predecessors with the Buffalo Executives Association. I think you only had a few locations, but now it's very vast. Let's talk about the different locations.
Sure.
Please.
Well, as we were saying, Brian, cemeteries are nonprofit, and mostly, especially for smaller community and rural cemeteries, they have volunteer boards. Those volunteer boards have maintained burial records, many of them in card files, maybe in the dining room, maybe at their place of business. In East Aurora, Oakwood Cemetery, that we recently merged with, if you needed a grave at Oakwood Cemetery, you would go to the jewelry shop on Main Street next to Vidler's.
Okay.
And that person oversaw the records for the cemetery. I would say over time, many of those volunteers that managed and maintained the cemeteries aged out.
Right.
Very hard to get young people interested in serving in a volunteer capacity. And the management and maintenance of those cemeteries is something that is really a job at the least for a small cemetery, 20 to 30 hours a week. So even if you had a paid individual, what Forest Lawn really brings to cemeteries are a couple of things, and I think it's one of the reasons why we've merged with a lot of these smaller community cemeteries. And by the way, they're not all small. Lancaster, St. Matthew's, Lakeside, those are very large cemeteries. But we sort of bring the scale,
right,
where we can maintain the grounds, schedule the burials from a centralized office, work with funeral directors, many of whom are spread out all over Western New York. We have great relationships with the funeral directors. I would say that the best thing that we bring is the technology. So those burial records, instead of being in a card file or in boxes or binders, are now scanned and part of a permanent record.
So all your records are online right
yes,
now?
Yes, all of them except for Cemetery Number 14, Clarence Fillmore, which we just completed a merger with, and
that's
cemetery's
going to go
records.
Online too?
Yes, yes. So I would say that that is a great value add for these community cemeteries, and we have great relationships in those communities as well. So it's sort of the best of both worlds for current lot holders who are either living or deceased, and people that want to make a purchase either from Buffalo. A lot of our sales, Brian, just like your audience, they're outside of Buffalo. They call, they say, we live in Florida now, but we know we want to have our final place of rest back in Western New York. So whether that's Williamsville Cemetery or Forest Lawn, Forest Hill in Attica, we say come home to Forest Lawn. It's a lot more than just a slogan. It's really thinking about that final place. An important conversation and decisions people really should make, not leave it up to the kids, not leave it up to the spouse. If I've learned anything in the last year, it's how important it is to have a plan, make sure it's communicated.
Very good. For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report, we're speaking with a woman who's in charge of the Forest Lawn Cemetery Group, CEO Julie R. Snyder. She's also in charge of the Forest Lawn Heritage Foundation. If you're listening in Montreal or South Buffalo or Northern Florida with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk. And that is at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Julie Snyder. She was the executive director of Sisters Hospital Foundation, part of Catholic Health, from 2000 to 2011, and served as a director of communications for the Buffalo Niagara Partnership from 94 to 2000. She currently serves on the boards of Buffalo Niagara Partnership, Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy, and 716 Squash. Julie R. Snyder, CEO, Forest Lawn Cemetery Group. Let's talk about in the holiday season. I understand there is a long-standing tradition at Forest Lawn, an original musical, It Was a Wonderful Life. Could you tell us about that show? What's that all about, Julie Snyder?
Well, I will say that especially for a cemetery this time of year, we certainly get a lot of visitors who, this time of the year, a loss is very hard. And we created, probably a decade ago, a musical, It Was a Wonderful Life. We have five or six of our permanent residents who literally come back to life, appear in our chapel. They tell their stories, and then that group sings a number of Christmas carols and holiday tunes. It is a really wonderful show. It's a great show to bring a parent or a grandparent. It is not an expensive show. Tickets are $40. Mm-hmm. We have the show running Saturdays and Sundays all the way through December 30th. And I would say that for those of you looking sort of for a time to pause and reflect, it's a beautiful show. Some of our permanent residents come back to life, including Irving Berlin's first wife, who's laid to rest at Forest Lawn, Shirley Chisholm, former member of Congress, laid to rest. So just a great show. You can go online, forest-lawn.com. And under the events tab, some of the shows are sold out, but please, we encourage you to take time to reflect this time of year.
And where exactly does the show take
place? It's in our historic chapel, which is right in the center of the cemetery. Skajakwita Creek runs behind it. It's a beautiful chapel, non-denominational or all-inclusive, and it was built with limestone from our own quarry as we developed the land there. It's over 100 years old. Beautiful.
And how many people can you fit in there?
We sell out at 75 people. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our shows are sold out.
Give the site again where people can make
it's
a reservation.
forest-lawn.com. You go online, you can reserve your tickets, $40. Front row tickets, $75 if you want to have that front row seat. And that benefits our Heritage Foundation, which is really our philanthropic arm. We use those dollars for reinvestment in the cemetery.
Let's talk about the other traditions you have at Forest Lawn and your other cemeteries at Christmas time.
Sure. So one of the traditions is the placement of wreaths on the graves of past relatives. And more importantly, in the last few years, we've partnered with Wreaths Across America at Lakeside Cemetery in Hamburg and St. Matthew's Cemetery in West Seneca. Wreaths Across America is a volunteer-driven initiative to place a wreath at the grave of our past veterans. And I will tell you, Brian, very moving. Last weekend, at our two cemeteries, Field of Valor, those wreaths were placed by over 100 volunteers.
Wonderful.
And we had Gold Star families there. We had grandchildren of our deceased veterans. Probably one of the biggest responsibilities we have is the maintaining of the graves, the records of veterans.
Very good. It's good that you're participating with your community. Let's talk a little bit more about your locations. Are all of these in Erie County?
No, they are not. We have Forest Hill is in Warsaw County in Attica, New York, a beautiful historic cemetery. Actually, publicly known, Hunter Kelly is buried there.
Oh.
I believe Jill Kelly's family is from the area. There's a beautiful angel where Hunter is laid to rest.
That's appropriate.
Really beautiful. A survivor of the Titanic is laid to rest at that cemetery. There's a chapel, very historic chapel on those grounds, and we are working with the Attica Landmark Preservation Society to stabilize and restore the chapel. So if you like historic cemeteries, Forest Hill in Attica is really well worth a visit. Outside of Erie County, we also have the Freedom Cemeteries, and they're not in Erie County, they're not in Warsaw County, but that's a trivia question. Where is Freedom, New York? You might know better than
that's
I.
That's in the southern tier?
Yes. Yeah, right, sort of right outside
by
Erie.
There, it's a very small community.
Yes. So, you know, I would say that that each of the cemeteries are very unique and sort of have their own I would say environment and history, and all of our cemeteries are used not just as places for funerals, although that is our core business, but many of our cemeteries are visited by people that live adjacent. They walk, they run. Children learn to drive cars in cemeteries. I'm not saying I recommend it, Brian, but I will tell you many people.
They might knock over a tombstone.
Yeah, not over it. Stay on the road. But I will say many people have shared great stories of learning to drive at Forest Lawn over the years. And again, we are a place for respectful visitation. Our only request is dogs are not permitted in the cemetery until they're cremated. And then we will gladly bury you with your best friend.
And are there portions of all these cemeteries for pets, too?
We don't have pet cemetery per se, but if you buy a grave, you can have your cremated pet buried with you. And we're sure seeing an uptick in that.
Are we seeing more consolidation of different cemeteries, such as you have done with Forest Lawn, where there are groups instead of small little cemeteries? Is this a trend?
I would say that it really varies by community. I would say there's more consolidation, Brian, on the side of the funeral homes than there are in cemeteries. We're in a very unique position. I think it's part of our sort of community mission that we've helped many cemeteries that may benefit from being a part of a larger group. But we're very happy with 14. I don't think we're going to get much bigger in the near future.
I imagine the cost of maintaining these cemeteries is high, and mowing the lawn and keeping everything in good shape.
Yes, and that's why the contributions we make from every sale and every burial goes into our permanent maintenance fund. Again, going back to the regulator, Forest Lawn is very financially healthy. We have $40 million in the permanent maintenance fund to care for 700 acres of land into perpetuity. So
that's a well-funded group.
Yes.
Again, our guest has been Julie Snyder, CEO, Forest Lawn Cemetery Group and Forest Lawn Heritage Foundation. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 20 years. And we're learning all about this vital cemetery group, Forest Lawn. Thank you for enlightening us, Julie Snyder. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.